That isn't cranberry sauce, Artie.
Good! Go on, Carlos.
Get up! P-p-p-pale!
You're listening to the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, featuring hosts Super Marcy.
Hey everybody, remember to put a condom on your computer.
Feed the terrible Australian.
That dude sounds like Charles Bronson!
And Professor Batch.
She wants the revenge for the ones that took her bananas.
This podcast contains explicit language.
No, he said it all loud, so that way when he, you know...
Yes. Allegedly.
Adult themes.
It just wants to go down.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com and you can show your support and get exclusive content at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
My son just escaped from his school.
I got molested in a little boy's room. Hands off my treasure, Bosun Moon.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the best podcast that comes to you every week. It is the 2B Tuesdays podcast, and whether it's the best is debatable, but I say it's the best, so you have to deal with it. I am your host, Super Marcy, and welcome to episode 103. Oh boy, how are we at 103 episodes? I don't know, but here we are. And as usual, I am joined by my lovely co-host. He is the terrible Australian. He is Bede Jermaine. Hello, Bede. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. I'm definitely not high enough right now, but I'll just have to deal with that.
Well, I'm not high at all. And also, Marcy, just to be fair, though,
Yes.
We're the best 2B-related podcast that's out there on the internet, just saying.
We are. We truly are. this week, there is no Professor Science Batch, unfortunately. He has ended up on the party bus with Kraven and Ninja Terminator blonde wig guy. So he's fucking partying it up while we're here, watching a movie where we wish we were probably partying up and don't remember it. But we do have a special guest who is becoming, I guess, like our fourth co-host. We needed an American on the show who's also a stoner. Welcome back, Mr. Colin from the Trash Panda podcast. Sorry.
Trash Panda, son. Yeah, I mean, I'm on, like, how many weeks is this in a row now? Like, five?
Literally, in between episode 98 until now, I think you've been on at least four of those episodes.
And Gots has been on at least, I think, two.
So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so you've had one half of Trash Panda, not if all of Trash Panda on. Damn, from 98 to now, god damn. I just like movies, guys. Like, that's like, fine. Well,
I think the only episode you missed was episode 100, because, you know, that was our 100th episode. But you were kind of technically on that one for about most of the movie. You were in our live chat as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember I was in the live chat, and I was like, oh, shit, what up? And then I left. I forgot what I had to go do. Some with my kids, some bullshit. I don't know. Some bullshit.
With the kids. Yep.
It was probably some bullshit. It's always something with the kids. They're either up all the time or they're fucking, you know, just wild, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't have kids. I have a Freddy, and he makes trying to just do anything in life impossible. But we are here because it is the Freddy. Don't do that. Anyway, speaking of disruptions, anyway, it is my pick this week, and I feel like, I feel like I was peer pressured into picking this, and I'm sure it's going to be a piece of crap movie, no offense meant to anybody involved, because I'm sure you just wanted to make a fun movie, and I'm sure it is, but I'm sure it's also not very good, but it's only an hour and 10 minutes, so we should be fine. This week we are watching Cocaine Shark.
Listen.
Yes.
Listen.
Listen. if this is what I think it is, if I'm just watching a shark puppet snort cocaine the entire time of this movie, I'm okay with that. Because that's funny.
I'm hoping that's what we get.
I hope the scenes where the shark does cocaine is just a shark puppet doing cocaine.
If it's not,
that's what I hope. If it, if it's not, I will write a strongly worded letter to the director and writer of this movie, and I'll be like, listen, you could have saved a lot of money in your budget and could have had hella tight ass special effects if you were to just use a shark puppet snorting lines.
Yeah, well, let's see how this one goes. Clearly, yes. This was made off the back of Cocaine Bear, which hopefully we will get to on Trash Panda Podcast sometime soon. Yeah, boy.
Maybe.
Actually, before we get started, Marcy, can I read some of the director of this movie, Mark Polonia, has directed quite a number of films. Can I read at least some of the films he's directed
in the past? I was going to bring that up, but now that you've got it, may as well do it now.
He is the director behind films such as Amityville Death House, Jurassic Prey, Bigfoot vs. Zombies, Sharkenstein, Amityville Exorcism, Land Shark, Revolt of the Empire of the Apes, BattleBots, Camp Blood Kills, Amityville Island, Shark Encounters of the Third Kind, Splatter Farm. Let's see what else is here. Oh, yes, Noah's Shark. Hell on the Shelf. Sharkula. And most recently, Amityville in Space.
Well, if it's from the director of those masterpieces, we know what we're in for.
Exactly, right. Exactly.
Well, All right, B, do you want to give us the rundown of Tubi Tuesdays and we'll get the movie started?
Indeed, indeed. So for any of our listeners out there who have never listened to our previous episodes of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, what you need to do is look up the film Cocaine Shark. Now, Cocaine Shark at this moment is currently playing on Tubi US and Canada. So if you live in those countries, you can easily search the film for there. But if you're in other countries, the film will probably be available elsewhere on other streaming services and that. So we're going to be starting the film from the very start. So I'll count us down from 5. And when I say go, that's when you played the movie. And then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But given that Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, we'll shout out ad. So that way you can pause the film and we'll let you know once the ads are finished, but we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well. But I'm pretty sure, though, if you're those people who aren't interested in watching Cocaine Shark, well, I can't blame you. I'm pretty sure the audio commentary on its own will still be a fun listen to regardless. So, Marcy, Colin, are you ready to have a sniff of the cocaine off the back of the shark's fin in Cocaine Shark?
Let's go.
I'm ready to do a ton of blow with this shark. Let's go.
Let's do this.
Alrighty. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And let's hope the internet doesn't shit itself today.
So indeed. I'm gonna tell you something right now. I'm watching silently the trailer for Amityville in Space, and
yes,
this movie looks so tight.
We may have to do that movie at some point for this show.
Oh my god, it looks vicious.
It looks really, really stupid. So yeah, I'm guessing we could just make a whole year of this guy's movies, I think.
Oh yeah, like, and the funny thing is though, like, early in his career he kind of started off doing like shot on video films with his brother, and they made actually ones that some people do consider classics.
Did that ride say pooping? Because I thought it said pooping.
Yeah, I think so. Listen, I'm on it. I'm on this IMDb page for that In Space movie. Yo, I stole some. Look at all of those perkies.
Wow, what a threat. Marcy, is it just me?
Marcy, is it just me or does this drug dealer look like our good friend Mark Chevalier? He kind of does. Oh,
poor Mark.
Oh man, that there's no way that would have worked. That was so thin. I could have breathed through that.
I think we all could have, honestly.
I like how so far most of this movie is just literally stock footage. So
right, stock footage. We know it's. Oh my god, what is that?
Stock footage of a shark.
From another movie of the directors.
First of all, if you're gonna wear a commie mask, you gotta wear it under your nose so you're still free.
You work for Gerard.
Yeah.
This acting.
I think these actors are just people off the street.
Yeah, I'm a drug dealer.
I work for Gerard.
Right? It's true. 10 new guys.
10 new guys.
We took his drugs. He didn't like that.
We took his drugs. He'd be dead.
Whoa!
Oh, there's a cocaine.
What? Suddenly, let's just...
Oh, wait, that was a flash. Where are they?
What?
Stock never die. Stock footage. Stock footage.
The stock footage is better quality than the actual movie.
I know, it's so bad. These cuts are awful. Oh, man.
Hey, I was peer pressured into this.
Who did this? What science? I saw that. That was a clip from fucking Forensic Files. The show Forensic Files.
Yes, it totally was. Who's that guy?
Look at this scientist.
Why is he wearing that on his head?
Why does the scientist look like he could be a wrestler at the WWE?
It's Wish.com.
In the 80s.
It's Wish.com DDP.
I was going to say.
Killed Colin.
He kind of does look like DDP.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What
is
the
that a
fuck was
puppet?
That?
Was it a puppet?
I hope it was. Come
Even
on,
these
shark
steps
puppet.
Look cheap.
Come on, shark.
Remember to do your DDP yoga.
I'll tell Jake you said hi.
Oh my gosh, look at his face.
Oh my god, what?
Oh, that.
It's a blow up doll. Oh my god.
It's a blow up shark.
Jump into that shark tank or I'll shoot.
They couldn't even film the guy underwater.
What the fuck? Yes!
What was that?
That shark is. That shark was half like lobster as well.
What was that?
It's a lob shark.
He's like, god damn it. These fucking 1980s monitors. And this
okay, shark.
Are we sure it's not a cocaine shark lobster?
Yes. It better be.
What was
Mind you, Marcy.
I don't this, understand.
This is from the same director.
But how do you not, like, just film?
They made this on PowerPoint. They made this on Microsoft PowerPoint. I guarantee you.
I guarantee this was made on MS Paint.
Nah, MS Paint's shittier.
A little bit shittier.
Yeah, I don't think you can do animations. You can in PowerPoint. This is a PowerPoint presentation. If they hit spacebar or escape, it would go back to the desktop. Yes. Ryan Dalton, he's also in
Amityville
in Space. Yeah.
I think a lot of these actors, because we've seen a lot, like, Marcy and I are big fans of the YouTube channel Horror Timelines, and I know this director's work has appeared in a lot of those episodes, and I think a lot of the actors who are in this film have appeared in other films of his as well.
Wouldn't surprise me, because... I feel like this, like, Mark Polonia comes up in, like, almost every Horror Time
episode
video about, like, rip-offs and stuff.
Yes.
I feel like I need to rap now. Bato Bacham Shark, Bato Bacham Shark now. About to watch some shark do some fucking coke now. Gonna watch a shark do. I suck at rapping. But that was tight.
We're all watching.
Hell yeah.
To be good at it.
That dude's still alive. He's still alive. He's just in a coma. He's got a big ass beard now.
I dreamt I watched a movie called Cocaine Shark. Oh wait, it wasn't a dream.
Oh fuck, why is my beard so fake?
It looks so fake. I would not believe it if I was told that was a real beard. Who is this guy?
He sounds like Jeff Bridges. Harder, 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 harder.
He is GIF. It sounds hella echoey.
It is.
But he's not going anywhere.
He'll be off and doing for a while. Yeah. Let's just not show these guys' heads.
I can give you another shot now if you like.
It's another shot of a of stock footage.
Stock footage.
I think it's supposed to be like that because I muted myself and it's not me that's echoing.
It's the movie that's echoing.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's the movie that's doing it. I think it's meant to kind of show us like he's coming out of being asleep and it's like everything's all like weird and stuff.
Oh my god, I'm that high, or is it that movie is so bad that I thought an echo was coming through our Discord connection?
Ad!
Oh, we got an ad.
Oh shit, I need this. Yes, I got my toe cut off.
Yes, you need Cocaine Shark insurance.
I do need Cocaine Shark insurance.
Timestamp, 7 minutes 44 seconds. At least we've got like an hour to go, if that.
Marcy, yeah. Why do I get the feeling this one hour movie is going to take at least 2 hours to get through? Because of the ads.
No, guarantee you we see one more ad. Nobody wants to be. Oh shit, a double ad? Oh!
Yeah, a double.
Damn, yes. Tubi.
Nice smile, bro.
Nice smile, bro.
I feel like they remade this ad in Australia with Australian actors because I've seen that ad with different actors.
They probably did.
7 minutes.
And we're back.
50. There we go. Not that it matters.
I bet you that crab probably had some hella good meat in its legs I just saw over there.
We just saw the cocaine crab, the cocaine lizard, the cocaine snake.
I was gonna say, I'd probably boil up that weird shark lobster thing, make some food out of that. Any competition.
HT25 is the first generation of a new class of pharmaceutical substance, making use of powerful and specific psychotropic chemicals.
I like how we're like listening to what's happening right now.
Wait, this drug has nanobot technology?
Yeah, it's hella tight.
What the fuck? Tissue transformation. Okay,
listen,
so
they transform into sharks?
I think so.
Well, how does the cocaine factor into this?
I don't know.
The serum started failing.
Because they're talking about. Listen, they're talking about the drug trade because they're talking.
What?
What? That weird bat thing almost made me do a spit take.
It was that weird alien thing that got me.
Oh my god, and he's gonna be like a Toxic Avenger. It's gonna be so tight.
He probably is going to be. Oh, wait a second. He's a fucking nerd.
No, those are safety goggles. It doesn't count.
Ah, damn it.
He really.
It's so funny he had to put on the safety glasses after the shit blew up in his face.
Right?
So.
Half human, half shark, a winged bat creature with spider legs, and a shark crab DNA combined creature.
So, we couldn't just have a normal shark that has cocaine in it. It has to be a hybrid of other animals with cocaine in it.
I don't know. They made a bunch of hybrid animals. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. It's a.
It's a cardboard shark!
That was cardboard, for real!
That was a cardboard shark in like a. Like a doctor's coat.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this guy like Wish.com Jeff Fahey?
Yes. His beard's fake.
Why does the music sound like it's ripping off The Exorcist or something?
I think it is.
I'm like, that's like Tubular Bells.
I thought it was the score from Amityville.
Maybe.
So does this guy have the rights to the Amityville movies?
Well, here's the thing, though. You can't copyright a name of a place. So you can make Amityville, just the name Amityville. Maybe Amityville Horror is copyright, that title, but just the word Amityville. You can just do whatever you want with it. Because they make like 10 movies a year with the Amityville title.
We are making an Amityville movie that we're going to put on Tubi. It's totally happening.
Wait, you're making one?
Well, I just decided this second I'm going to.
Can I help write that? I would love to.
Let's fucking go, Colin.
Because I still... Listen, no, I'm still recovering. And all I've been doing is listening to old Trash Panda episodes cut and tape. And I need another hobby besides fucking playing MLB The Show and getting my dick sucked by my girlfriend. So I need, like, some other hobbies. So let's write a movie and put it on Tubi. Because to be honest with you, we could totally...
We could
put that on Amazon.
There's one condition. While we write this movie, you're not allowed to get your dick sucked by your girlfriend. You have to focus. How about getting someone
in here to you talk to her about that, please? Because she might get mad at you about that.
I will.
Text her. She'll fucking go ahead. Let her know.
If I'm not sucking cock while we write this movie, no one can. It's just the way it is.
I love how he's in dreamland still echoing fucking my mind up right now.
Well, stop it! Why is it echoing so bad?
Because it's dreamland.
And also it's like flashbacks.
Oh, Felix.
No, that's DDP.
I don't like DDP looking like that.
Why? Felix is tight. Just let him go. He's cool.
He's creeping me out. Had his muscle, and the muscle's name was Jamie. So why is this so convoluted?
That dude is not a muscle.
No.
That dude is not muscle.
That looks like my cousin.
Why is there so much plot for such a movie?
It's
they have to fit.
It's like, companion to Garisco was abroad. Is this guy meant to be a cop looking for these drug dealing scientists?
I think so.
Genetic engineering people?
No, I've been paying attention this whole entire time. So that dude, yes, he is a cop, but he got fucked up by this gang of drug dealer people that make this fucking shark adrenaline turning people into street shark drugs. So it's not cocaine. There has not been mention of cocaine at all. What the fuck is that?
There has not been any mention of
cocaine at all.
We haven't seen. We saw like a second of cocaine. In reality,
I was a little different. It wasn't even cocaine. It was this H25 yellow thing. Bill Popper, incapable
of extreme violence. What? Why did we just
are you in here,
see
Harry?
Of that thing? And now we're stuck with this guy.
Did you just say, are you in here, Harry?
Yes. Harry Potter's living under the stairs.
Under these stairs.
That's way too big of a room for Harry.
That would be like a mansion, the Harry Potter, if he was still living under the stairs. Louis? Somebody say Louise Lasser? Oh, wait, sorry.
No, get out of here. I told you the next time I heard you, I was going to kill you. You need to get out of here.
First of all, Colin, you can't get rid of me. I'm always going to be here, especially if my honey bunch Craven's around.
He's not
for this episode because he's hanging out with those very naughty, sexy aunties. And also with Batch.
A Ninja Terminator guy on the party bus.
A Ninja Terminator guy who was so hunky with that blonde hair, but it only looked better if Craven wears that hair.
I think they are wearing the wigs on the party bus, but I also heard it might be a bang bus.
Got it. It might be. I might have to go and observe and also work out my game plan on how I'm going to beat Colin to win the 2B... Achievement Award this year. And also you got a shark made out of cardboard.
It's a paper
mache. That was
shark.
Fucking paper mache.
It's a paper mache shark.
I made that in Spanish class in 8th grade.
But I'll see you all later. Bye.
Bye, Louise.
Bye, Louise.
The shark.
Dude, we could make a better shark movie than this.
It's the shark farting. It's like a... Oh!
Did you hear the... Like, eating noises?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That shark just rubbed tomato sauce on my face.
Oh, wait. Oh, there's the cocaine.
It's that, I told you that was that drug.
So I don't understand.
It's like the director doesn't know what cocaine is.
Do we have like a hammerhead crab shark as well as a paper mache human shark?
Yes.
Yes.
Why are you narrating yourself? God. Quente was hard at work.
There's cocaine.
What's the director's name again who does all the stuff in this?
Mark Polonia.
All right, Mark Polonia, I'm pretty sure you know what makes a good movie, but you've literally just done everything to make a really bad movie for the sake of it, for everyone's enjoyment, and I thank you for that, because I'm laughing so much right now.
It's like he knows how to make movies for us for the 2B Tuesdays podcast.
Yes,
we may have to do a Mark Polonia month at some point.
We might.
Oh my god, that is so tight.
That was great.
This dude looks like the Wish equivalent of Jesse James.
Okay, if we are going to make a movie, can we please do better sound? Because the sound of those sound effects and like him crunching those bags and like the shark going. Is like killing me.
Wait, who did you say that guy looked like? Jesse James?
All the way under. Yeah, the henchman. DDP. Back there.
No, not this guy. The previous guy. Do you mean like the guy that used to be with Sandra Bullock? Was that him?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. It does. It's Wish.com. That guy.
Have a seat. You can call me Neil.
You can call me Mr. Oh,
what up,
Cop.
Neil? What up?
Neil before Neil.
Where's my sound effect? Brrr. You come highly recommended. I need to set up.
I'm starting to think that actually. Yes. I'm starting to think that is actually a real beard. I don't think that's fake. Because I can see where, like, the whiskers are.
It looked fake before.
Yeah.
It looks more real now. I'm scared of you. This DDP guy is freaking me out. I like the way
you sum things up. Don't let him. He's just old. All right. So what do your instincts say
about him? I think he... Oh, look, it's Al Pacino and his baby mama.
Oh, listen. Is there a sex scene in Cocaine Shark?
I don't know.
Does this guy bang this girl?
I hope.
Yes. I met an 83-year-old man who's about to have a baby with my 29-year-old girlfriend.
I mean, she's about 29.
If you're into decrepit old men and you want to have their baby, go for it.
But, with their old sperm.
But yeah, how is sperm viable at that age? Like, women can't have babies after a certain age. Why can men just still pop out sperm? That's something that's not right.
That was saved. He tricked her ass. He, like, fucking... Listen, he like turkey basted her ass or something, because there's no way that he's not shooting blank loads. There's no way. He's like 90 years old.
Right? It doesn't seem possible. I'm just saying.
He's like Hollywood's favorite fucking grandpa, okay?
Understood. Yes.
Apparently he still sees himself as the daddy.
Yes. They're just reusing shots again.
All this movie is a narration over everything. I just want to see the paper mache shark. I thought
it was a bad idea. And we're only 20 minutes in.
No, we're not.
There's only like 40 left to go.
Marcy, I'm going to do a you right now. I'm like, what is going on?
What is going on? And I'm talking about the plot.
I know what's going on.
Well, I'm glad you know, Colin, because I'm confused as fuck right now.
So now he's working for this guy. He's working for DDP, but he's undercover with the cops.
Oh, okay. But yet he looks like he's dressed up like a cop.
Yes.
I mean, look at him. He's dressed up as a cop. How can he be undercover?
I don't know if he's the one who's undercover because he looks like a cop.
He's got his gun holstered like a cop right there, too.
Yes.
Our snitch, Louis, wouldn't snitch.
Oh, no, look at Louis. He's got tomato paste all over his face.
Damn, he's got some really cool paint. I was going to take the original formula and... He went to the zoo that day and got his face painted. ...who was going to help me. Garisco down as well in one Garisco. Well,
that was the plan. Why's he got a jock strap on his face?
Holy shit, I did not know. I just noticed that.
Hey, this isn't the way to... It looks like a jock strap.
It is a jock strap.
That's not how you went to wear your mask, man, but during the pandemic.
Jock face.
First of all, if you're gonna have to wear a mask, you wear your jock strap on the side of your face. Alright. Colin, are you right there?
No. It's just, it's funny because I'm gonna start hearing things like that soon.
How did he fall over? What did I miss?
He got knocked out.
All right, everybody, this is a first start probably on 2B Tuesdays. Rewind it. We got to see.
Nah, we can't do that. Nah. I don't need more of this movie.
Oh.
Look at his backwards cap and glasses.
Who does he think does this guy think he's from the 1990s? What is going on? Why is he...
Bede, please tell me you have sunglasses and a hat you can wear backwards right now.
Marcy, I have my hat literally next to me right now.
Yes.
Give me 1 sec.
You got to do backwards. Give me 2 seconds. I don't have a cap, I don't think. I've only got my Spider-Man hat.
Yeah. Oh, there's the shot.
Yes. Kill his ass. Kill his ass.
I need that as a... I don't know, as a plush.
Wait, okay. All right. Who's... All right. I'm going to find this dude on Twitter right now.
Yeah,
and I'm going to see...
All right, I'm this guy now.
Yes! Look, his beard is fake there.
See, Marcy, I finally am doing someone's costume for the podcast, so this is an exclusive right now.
Yes! What?!
I think these are just clips from the director's previous movies.
Good way to save money.
That was stock footage.
This is like from fucking Forensic Files and shit. I was losing my mind. The years of undercover work living like a... Oh my god, he really was undercover looking like a cop.
Told you.
Fuck is that? Good news. How come we're not seeing their heads? Are they supposed to be mysterious doctors?
Good news was so. They sent me a nurse to give me a bath.
Oh, ad.
Do you like what you see? Ad. And it's a Fox ad.
24/21.
Oh, there's a new Fox show called...
Oh, it's Gordon Ramsay.
Fuck, is it over now? But it's like Farmer Wants a Wife. Have you guys been seeing this?
24/23.
Oh, we're back.
Dude, Farmer Wants a Wife was made in Australia originally.
Was it? I love that show. I'd retweet that shit all day, every day.
My wife has been around in Australia for like 20 years.
I've talked to the American farmer one time. That was pretty cool.
I don't know if it was made in Australia, but it's a very Australian thing to do.
Yeah.
Was there a show called Moment of Truth in Australia?
Maybe?
I don't know. I don't watch
You those. Should... If you like shit that ruins people's lives and makes you laugh, you need to watch an episode of this show, because I'll send it to you guys in the chat, because they ruin this woman's life. This woman's life gets ruined, because the object of the show is you tell the truth of all of these questions. You have to tell the truth. And if you do, you win a shit ton of money. But if you don't, you lose all of the money you've
made. Oh my gosh. Look, he's sleeping with the boss's wife.
Okay.
Oh, of course he is.
I lied. Farmer Wants a Wife was not made in Australia. It was a British show originally, but it apparently has been running on fucking Australian TV for like 30,000 seasons.
Yes. Anyway. Ooh, he's about to do a ton of fucking drugs.
What is it? Want to do some drugs with me?
25. I know.
So the H.
Oh shit.
The H.
HT. What's Hytrom?
Is the HT 20? What?
What? No, it's not.
Is this shit the stuff that like is supposed to make the people go crazy? Kind of shit.
I think so.
Yeah.
Is this the shit from the beginning where they made all the hybrid things or what? Don't tell me you don't
like to trip. So are these pills basically like if you take... They're from sharks, so if you take them...
I don't fucking know.
You like hallucinate and have weird dreams, or you could turn into a shark?
I don't know. Down the
hatch. That bitch is a liar. That is not what that means in German.
No, maybe she's just very uneducated. Was a trip
would be like calling. I don't think these pills work that fast. My brain was firing. I've heard
stories of Native American shamans who believe that. What the fuck does any of this have to do with anything? Now I could relate,
because it's clear these two people have never taken drugs
or
ever,
had sex, or been in a bed.
That's,
yeah,
that's just his coming face.
Ew.
He's like, oh, fuck.
Hey, shark for a second.
Yes.
Let's mix blood with a shark. That is stock footage. Gots. That is stock footage. Gots made a video for a book he wrote. He's going to do an audio, but he made a trailer. All of that is in this video. It's all that and zombies. Listen, we could write a movie and we could use a lot of stock footage, I guess. But can we make it as
stock footage?
Can we make it as Lifetime movie-esque as we possibly can?
Yes.
Okay, because I already have half of a Lifetime movie written. I just need like someone to splice it up a little bit. It's a pretty tight-ass idea.
I like it, but can I just comment, she had a picture of that shark thing on her phone, but they actually blurred out the stuff on the side of her phone that was like someone's license. It was blurred out. What the fuck?
Amazing.
You ain't ever seen a movie like this movie.
Yeah, I'm pretty convinced Oh, there it is! Oh my gosh, by the photo, my photo has come to life.
Why do I have a photo of it on my phone?
What's worse? Wow. What's worse? Or what in your guys' eyes is probably the better made movie? Or the better movie in general? Thanksgiving or this?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
They used a puppet for that bunny to throw in the fucking... I mean, the main character of this is a shark that is a puppet. You want to watch the movie, Mersh? Here.
I don't even think Mersh wants to watch the movie. Hello, Mersh.
She can watch.
I don't know if she wants to. No, she's so cute.
I can hear her purring through the microphone.
Bro, she is the loudest purr ever. Okay, baby. You just want your attention? Yeah, that's okay.
We're just gonna pay attention to Mersh.
No, I'm paying attention. Alright, baby, you get out of here.
I don't care about the movie. That's not even a rotary phone. That was a button phone.
I know, I'm upset.
Amateurs.
He's still in bed. They're both still in bed.
They had a 3-hour trip on this fucking drug, whatever it is for.
3 days, that...
Yeah,
he's like... so hairy.
He is really hairy. I mean, I thought I was hairy, but he is fucking lumberjack hairy.
I never imagined wanting to be a shark.
Like, his fake beard from earlier.
I never imagined I wanted to be a shark.
I never imagined I was gonna be a shark. I'm so confused. How do
they make this? So basically this drug makes you want to feel like you're a shark?
He turns into a shark and he eats people and he kills the gangsters bidding people. Like, that's what he's been doing.
Oh.
Yeah. Those dreams aren't fucking...
So he's literally kind of like a drug-induced, like, werewolf, kind of. But
I guarantee you that's how it is. What do you want, baby? What? I love you. What do you want, babe?
I'm so confused. I don't know what's going on. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You may only help.
did that guy... Ow. That footage back then, was this... There was a section of it that was blurred.
Yeah, why is this thing blurred?
I mean, you can't get licensing for everything.
That's what I mean. It was like it might have been something written there and they blurred it out.
That's not how you should do it. Don't put it in the shot if it needs to be blurred out. Let's just say that.
Or at least do a close-up.
All right, when we do our movie, let's just make sure that either we get all the licensing or we just don't put it in the shots.
Yes.
We're not blaring anything.
No. Listen, this movie, we could sell this movie to Lifetime that I have. It's pretty fucking funny.
This dude looks like fat Glenn Danzig. I thought we was
friends. That guy?
Yes.
Or that guy? The
guy with the hat.
I'm a real cowboy.
I'm a real cowboy. I wear black leather.
Meth?
Oh, yeah. Did you see that crack?
Who's this chump? Where did he come from?
John Popper got shot.
What is going on?
John Popper, no!
They had one day left to retirement, goddammit.
I know, John Popper, all he wanted to do was fucking play his harmonicas and fucking sell drugs. I love America,
don't you? No.
Yes, baby.
I swear DDP has only been in like 2 scenes in this movie, at this computer desk and also the restaurant, and that's about it.
That was about it.
He's top billed. You know that, he's top billed. ...that are too stupid to know that we
own this town. You're stupid, we own this town with a HD25 that we give to them shark-lobster hybrids that we're gonna sell for $50 a pound. Wait, they wouldn't...
I'm getting the feeling like...
I'm a drink this Bud Light.
Why's he got that?
That's not how you wear your... That's not how you wear a mask, dude.
First of all, if I want to wear it like this, I will. I gotta stop doing that voice.
What the fuck is on his face? Was that some bitch's underwear? It was somebody's underwear. It was some girl's thong.
I think it's still his jock strap.
And this dude's still wearing his detective outfit. Like, oh my even God. At home.
But wasn't he in bed before? Or was this meant to be a flashback? I don't fucking know. Oh, special report.
Hopefully this scene will tell us something.
Okay. When we did live, that breaking news, whatever was just on there, that was our opening for our news stories that we do for our news segment on our live stream when we used to live stream. That is stock footage.
That's like some shit you get from like Da Vinci or something.
Any idea how many victims? Yeah. This isn't even even like at a news desk.
Why is that a still from story? made our fake TV show we made a couple of years ago that not many people have seen is better than this.
Yes.
We know how to use a green
screen. Damn, Ida.
Yes, that video will come very soon. We're just getting point. Have to wait for the at some point we have to get the official word.
Okay.
Just say.
We're just talking in code.
Yes.
Why is
that just meaning that I'm being too loud?
No.
No, that's not.
You're not at all.
Okay. Okay, cool.
If anything, it's gonna be me that's so fucking loud.
I can't hear myself, so.
Neither can I, that's why I'm so loud. What?
I think if you take out all the stock footage or reuse
footage. I swear to God.
If you take that all out.
Fuck, sorry, B. I can't handle it.
He's taking a shit. He's like,
sorry, Bede, continue.
I was gonna say, like, if you take out all the stock and reused footage in this movie, I think this movie would only be 20 minutes long.
Yeah, seriously.
I believe she tipped off the operative on Cat Island.
Ah, I'm gonna take my hat and everything off because my head feels a bit constricted right now.
Okay, we're like almost 40 minutes.
Oh, well, the guy comes back.
Hey, it's Wish.com Eric Roberts.
Yes.
Wait, what?
What the fuck is that? Some Halloween shit.
That doesn't even look like it's actually there. It looks like it's imposed into the shot.
I could Photoshop way better than that.
Wow.
I've just realized that was the guy with the crap on his face from the beginning. I didn't realize that was him.
Oh my God. Oh, that's why.
That's
I thought he was just anti-mask.
That's why he's got a jockstrap on his face.
Oh my God, it's just a covering of the shit that blew up in his face.
See,
it is right too.
He's not an anti-masker. He just has to wear it that way for that reason that he's got shit.
And this undercover cop is just over here getting his dick sucked, doing drugs, drinking, having a fucking blast, killing people as a shark, not doing shit. No wonder he's in a fuck. This is all a fucking flashback.
I don't know what's going on. What's a flashback and what's not?
Also, this is like two separate days. Like, she's wearing the exact same clothes as she was wearing in the previous scene when they were in bed together.
I feel like this has nothing to do with cocaine and sharks.
You've never worn the same pajamas twice in one night?
I mean, yes, but that's beside the point. This is different. She's meant to wear, like, sexy lingerie.
I mean, maybe that's the only stuff she packed.
Possibly.
She's like, ooh, so I'm getting laid somehow. If I get Mr. Burley or if I get the fucking John Popper motherfucker. Or Sting.
Well, yes. I think we need to find out where we can find our next movie. It's called Cocaine Cougar.
I really don't feel like part of the team.
Is there a cocaine raccoon?
Not that I've seen.
There's a movie called...
There is a cocaine cougar.
Actually,
it's a real movie. It's a real movie with a real cast.
I can't say that puts my mind at ease.
And a real cougar, or is it a mom? Or is it like a...
No, it's like an animal cougar, but it's probably like CG or something.
Oh, damn. It wasn't a fucking MILF mom? Damn.
Actually, there is a movie called Crack Coon.
Crack Coon?
Yes. It's Hold a real on. Movie. Hold I saw on. It online the other day.
I don't know what's going on in this movie anymore.
It's like a fever dream, this movie.
It is, and I have not had nearly enough drugs.
Num 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 num.
Oh shit, guys. Did I tell you I was on mushrooms all last week?
Yeah.
This is kind of how it was.
There is something called Crack Coon.
I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, there's that shark again.
The puppet. I'm sending this to Guts right now.
There's a movie called Crocodile for Crocodile.
Tell me what it was like for you.
All right, this has now become a podcast where we just watch movies about animals on drugs.
Yeah, I know, but...
I'm down.
Let's fucking go.
Someone you know?
Why?
Maybe it's...
I like how this movie is called Cocaine Shark, and we still have not seen cocaine at all in this movie.
We've not seen a shark snort cocaine. I'm very sad.
I'm really fucking pissed about that so far.
I need to refill my drink, but I will be, like, a minute.
Jamie?
I will not be gone.
Yes. Uh-oh.
Oh, no!
I kind of don't want to leave because it's such a short movie, but I'm almost out of drink.
I know I am, too, but we can't... No, I'm actually not. I got a full drink right here.
Maybe it's subconscious aggression.
This is why I always carry two drinks with me, Marcy, whenever we do these shows.
I don't know. I'm too poor to buy a can of drink, mate.
Aw.
If you want to donate to the Marcy Support Fund, hit me up.
It happens, you know?
I will do that for you.
Yeah, let's go, boy.
Bad trips.
Happy birthday. I'll send you something. I'll send you... Do you smoke cigarettes?
Yeah, boy.
Weird.
All right, how much are cigarettes in Australia?
Way too fucking much, mate.
All right. What do you smoke? What kind of cigarettes do you smoke?
Menthols. I don't care what...
Yeah, but what brand?
I don't give a shit about brand, as long as it's a metal.
All right, I'll send you some cigarettes.
Done. All right, nice. I'll be back in, like, 2 seconds.
All right.
I forgot I have to take my hat off, to take my headphones off, to get my drink.
Can you... I think you can mail cigarettes.
Fucking in bed.
I need you in the lab.
Now?
He's back at the computer desk again. It's like they only had, like, 3 sets in this movie.
That Mac is so old.
I was gonna say, like... I mean, if this dude's meant to be, like, a drug dealer working on these drugs, I'm pretty sure you need updated equipment.
Exactly. Like, you have the most updated shit. You gotta be the most blinged out motherfucker out there if you're gonna be a good drug dealer. That guy must fucking suck. For real. Because if you're a good drug dealer, you're driving a fucking Mercedes, all fucking rimmed out, all black, everything. Fucking, you have the nicest Jordans, you have the nicest shit. Like, if you're a real drug dealer, not like that guy, you're fucking hard as fuck. That guy is like, he deals drugs to like 8th graders. Like, that's what my 8th grade drug dealer looked like. It looked like my friend's dad. That's who it looked like.
So were they just in bed the whole time? I missed nothing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They were in bed. The entire time.
There we go.
Because of the lab explosion, missing test animals, the doctor.
Huh? That's all been
the doctor? Whatever.
Seriously, how long is left?
Yeah, I think...
Okay, we're over halfway. Thank God for that.
Yeah, I think I'm convinced that, yeah, I think we need to do a Mark Polonia month for this show. I think we need to.
She really thought she was, like, acting so hard in this movie, too.
How will I contact you?
She's like, what? For real? How am I going to contact you?
Take the suspicion away from you. I mean, TDP thinks he's acting, but...
I mean, he looks like he fucking probably did take some chair shots back in the day.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, Marcy. We'll do Mark Polonia month, and then we'll do Amityville in Space for an episode. But if that movie's an hour long...
We're going to have to start giving Colin picks on this show now.
Well, Colin, if you ever do become an official co-host of this show, you will have to.
I'll just send you random shit, random Tubi movies in the chat. I'll just send you that, and be like, "Look at this piece of shit."
I want that. Look at it.
They could have.
Yes. Oh my God! Yes.
Finally, some people are going to be eaten.
They couldn't put that thing in real water and film it underwater.
It's like in green screen.
Yeah, I know! With water stock footage. Wow, do they have water for, like, their 2-minute boat trip?
And they have a fucking cooler? What else do they need?
Who are these two again?
I think, I have no idea. They work like, for DDP, don't they?
I don't know, but they look like yeah. Wish. They look like Wish.com Mythbusters.
Can't complain. They kind of do.
Don't they?
Yeah, they were.
They do.
Today we're gonna myth bust to see if a fucking boat really explodes when it hits the land.
We're gonna myth bust the shit out of the shark thing.
we're gonna really see if this shark will do cocaine.
I'm waiting. Wait a second. For it to jump out of the water, but it's not.
Wait a second. Hold up. That dude there with the sunglasses. Isn't that the detective just without a beard? Is he playing two roles in this movie?
I don't know.
Yes.
Maybe that's why he had a fake beard. No hard
feelings? Nah. Maybe. You're gonna take us to the rendezvous. Oh, that's the... And I think that's the girl... That the DDP's girlfriend, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's... Well, she's on some mission or some shit. Like, she has to go... somewhere, like, take a break or, like, do something. Because she was banging that dude the whole time taking all those drugs.
I'm so confused. I don't know what's going on in this movie.
How can a cocaine shark be the most convoluted thing we've done for this show so far?
I don't fucking... Do you know what? I know exactly how this links back to Terrifier 2.
Oh, okay.
This was Art the Clown's fever dream when he got... resurrected by the little Sherry Lulu Louise clown
baby Louise.
Yeah, whatever that thing
yeah,
was.
Baby Louise.
Yeah.
Oh, that scary thing? Yeah, that was fucked
this
up.
This is definitely Art the Clown's fucking fever dream. That's how it links back, 100%.
Yep, that's DDP's girlfriend. And that is the cop. That is the cop, just without a beard.
Yeah, he shaved.
What is going on?
He was growing that beard. Do you know which one it is? No idea. Yeah, it is. It's his voice.
Are they meant to be undercover right now or playing different characters? I don't know. Anybody knowing. Something happened to it. Just take us to the islands. What islands? You're on a fucking little river.
They're on a lake. A man-made lake. Take us to...
Where's the island? Is it a rock?
It's a cove. Party Central.
What is going on? How are there sharks in the lake? Hey,
look, over there. Man-made lake, man-made sharks.
They couldn't afford to get to the beach.
A shark, don't be fucking retarded.
God damn. Any of them are out here?
Probably. No, I just thought
it
was interesting.
It's not. It's stupid. Keep your mouth shut. It's stupid. And what? Then never mind. But what are you doing?
I'm gonna put a bullet in your brain.
Yeah.
Get us the fuck to the island now.
Oh my god.
Oh, here it comes.
It looks so cool.
Yes. Chop it to somebody's head off with the claws.
Yes.
Did we just hit some fucking rocks?
Oh no, my briefcase that was nowhere near the edge of the boat went over.
Fuck, that's where I had all my beer.
That they threw that briefcase out over the boat. They pushed it over.
That gun looks like a fucking paper mache gun.
He got it from the Halloween store.
Definitely.
Yes. I think this is where they got all their props from, is from the Halloween store.
I reckon he stole his sunglasses.
The boat, too.
He stole his sunglasses off a homeless person, for sure.
I think all these people are homeless people that got roped into this movie.
Probably.
That's her fucking...
That is totally him, you can tell from that hairy chest.
Yeah, yes. It's totally him. He just shaved his beard off. He's bald as fuck.
He could have shaved his chest, at least for the scene.
Yeah, he did it. He shaved his back. You know he shaved his back.
Oh, yeah.
It was freshly white and shaved, I swear to God, because I have a kind of hairy back. I know a guy that would have a hairy back, and that's a dude that would have a hairy back.
Yes. And also, he's fitting on top, too. That's the type of hair I would have if I let my hair grow out.
Why don't you just let it grow out? I'm balding as fuck, bro. I have a receding hairline as shit. And I still have long hair. I just let my emo-ness come out. I mean, my receding
hairline is essentially up to here and just sporadically hair there.
What'd you say, Marcy?
I said you have the emo look going. And I'm not thinning or balding. In fact, I probably have too much hair, and that's just wrong.
So I'm embracing mine. Is there like two shark monsters? Because you got that shark lobster thing in the lake, but also the shark, the dude in the lab coat as the shark in the lab coat.
Yes, the one that fucked up that dude. He painted. He gave him the face paint. Yeah. Holy shit.
I don't fucking know!
Where is it? Oh my god!
Who are you?
You're going back towards to the lake, not towards the shore.
This sounds like that bone. This is a rip-off Bone Thug song.
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me.
This is his favorite dream.
Yeah, I'm gonna be all fucked up if this is just his fucking...
See, it looks fake! Because he shaved it off! What is going on?!
Is he back on the boat again? They just left!
How are we only 51 minutes into this movie?
Bro, I fell asleep during Terrifier 2, and I know, I can't believe I'm not asleep during this movie.
Oh, Ad?
Oh, Ad!
Oh, it's an American Eagle!
America, motherfuckers! You better watch some Duck Dynasty and cops! Get on Fox News' level, bruh! Tucker Carlson, motherfucker!
Nah, he gone from Fox News, motherfucker.
He just left. Shut up.
51.
I love Tucker. He's made me laugh more this year than anybody I can remember.
I mean, he is a hilarious dude for all the wrong reasons.
I'm not sure he makes me laugh so much as I'm uncomfortably sitting there as he just spews bullshit.
Hence why I laugh at that.
And I just can't believe people listen to that man. Seriously.
Agreed.
It's like, first of all...
Yeah, seriously. It is.
Who is this woman?
First of all, I want to go fuck some M&Ms.
Wow. I like eating M&Ms, okay, but...
Yeah, but Tucker Carlson wants to fuck M&Ms.
I bet you he made anal beads out of M&Ms one time, and that's why he got pissed.
Oh, he did. He did.
Damn, that's a good idea for fucking DIY fucking sex toys.
I mean, well, you won't be able to
get some peanut. Get some
and what's not?
Get some peanut M&Ms. Tie them to some like fucking floss. There you go. You got butt plugs.
You got butt plugs.
Ooh.
And you don't know which is the chocolate and which is the shit.
That's right, baby.
It's a good reason to practice hygiene and clean your asshole out.
What? What? Why are they back on the boat again when they know there's a fucking shark lobster creature in the lake?
Because they need to get out of there.
Feed, we are beyond
they were on land before.
About what this movie's about. We're talking about M&M anal beads.
I'm sorry. This is why I can't be on this show all the time.
You are anyway. What the fuck?
I'ma get you. And then I fucking woke up.
Oh my god.
Then I fucked that shark lobster.
I fucked it right in the mouth.
Does he turn into the shark monster? Is he psychically attached to it? Is he the same person without a beard?
I
didn't
know who to trust anymore. I guarantee you.
David Lynch.
He is the shark, the human shark, because he's all tied up by that tape.
Right?
On his thing, yeah.
Who uses tape to tie someone to their hospital bed?
That hospital. Yep. They had too much tape. Listen, the hospitals in America are shitty, okay? Super shitty. They would have done that.
We were in an accident.
Who is she? We saw her before, but why are we still with her? Who is she?
That's bootleg Amanda Seyfried.
Okay, that nearly got me.
Sorry.
Why is she still wearing a captain's hat that she got from a $2 shop?
It's tight. I'd wear that.
I'm going to go buy one.
Call it.
Someone send me money. Call it. You need one.
I'll go buy one of those. I will wear the shit out of that. If anybody knows where I can find one, please send me an email. Fucking trash. Fucking Colin. Send me on fucking some shit on Trash Panda.
I'm pretty Tell sure you could probably get. You could probably get that on Amazon. I bet any money you could.
Listen, I want one of my fans to buy me shit. I don't want to have to buy anything.
Yeah, your fans yes. for a reason.
Yeah, we have fans for a reason.
Give us
the two fucking people. All right, listen, my two friends that listen to the podcast, my birthday's coming up. Get me one of those ads.
My birthday's a while away, and I would rather keep it that way, but still, buy me a hat.
That's why the boat's gone. They found out they got the wrong island. Someone's checking the
What island?
Those two clowns, and head back here. They'll be looking for that case you grabbed. They'll be looking for...
It feels like they're two different characters. They're not the same characters that we've seen before
but
in this movie.
They are! Because it doesn't make sense! None of this makes sense!
And distract them.
I have not seen a shark fucking do cocaine, and I'm really mad about that.
I am too. I wanted a cocaine shark, not whatever this is.
Alright, I'm writing a letter to this motherfucker. Like, I'm going to find this production company, and I'm going to be like, listen here, Mogwai, I watched fucking Cocaine Shark on 2B Tuesday's podcast, and I was so stoked to see a fucking shark puppet do coke. I did a line of coke in my bathroom before I did this to get riled up for Cocaine Shark. All right?
I need to see this happen.
I need to see this fucking shark. God damn it, do cocaine. If I do not see the shark do cocaine, the letter's coming. Trust me, the email is coming.
I feel like they made this and then were like, oh, we should just call it Cocaine Shark because of Cocaine Bear.
Right. It was probably called Lobster Shark before they changed it.
Shark Lobster. I don't know.
Shark Lobster.
Shark Lobster.
It was
Claw Shark.
It was a
shark lobster.
Amazing.
Shark lobster.
Shark lobster.
I need to pee.
Suddenly out of
I mean, I could pee behind a bush.
What's up with that painting in the background?
I don't know.
Listen, they had to get that Airbnb. That's an Airbnb.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, I have to go so bad, I swear.
Yeah, the people who own this Airbnb probably don't even realize it's being used to film this movie.
No, it's her parents' house. That's her real house.
Wait, where did
Oh my gosh, look at DDP.
That's Dog the Bounty Hunter, bro.
Oh my god, he became Dog the Bounty Hunter.
That is a sick mullet.
Up against the wall.
What is going on?
Here.
Wait, she is not a cop.
I don't even know what's happening anymore.
You son of a...
What?
Oh! Oh! She punched DDP in the face.
I am so fucking confused.
Diamond cut that bitch, please.
I'll give everyone a diamond cutter, including this movie. Oh my god, he's really hairy.
What's with all the hairy dudes? I mean, I get it. I'm hairy. But that dude is overly hairy.
There's so much hair.
Was it somebody in that... Is it just about people in America and just that age range? Because... Before my dad got sick and he got older, fucking he was hella hairy, but he was really Italian, like me. But that guy is super hairy,
and he's super not Italian looking.
Someone out here right away.
And
the guy on the phone is Italian.
I fucking don't know what's happening. happening? Why is this thing a thing?
The dude sitting in the chair like this is wondering what the fuck's going on.
I'm writing to Mark Polonia right now. I demand to know what the fuck this movie was about.
Sure is.
What was that freeze frame for?
There's a monster. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
What?
I thought I was having a mental breakdown, but...
I thought I was on crack.
I am on crack.
So the monster is real. Take that, monster. I knew
it. I'm just going to kill her. Here it comes, yeah. Was that all her drugs? She should have flushed them.
Why'd she just throw them outside?
So they don't lose
I got
them.
The toy gun now.
I got shot.
Oh!
Damn, nobody Amanda Seyfried.
I don't know what's going on.
Listen, sit the fuck down. You're shooting people.
Did he get
also,
shot?
I'm gonna, like, no. Nobody got shot.
What is going on? I don't know what you're
doing. Why does
it
say all these
salty dog in the background?
I don't know, but I'm gonna say, like, linking this back to Killing American Style, all these pictures were from that house in
oh
that
my God,
movie,
it
too.
It links back to, like, everything.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Unintentionally. If they don't get eaten... Is it outside the house?
I don't know.
What is
That's
this?
Fucking great. What the fuck is your problem, bro? I didn't do anything with no shark.
I am scared if we do watch the Amityville in space.
In space? Yes.
I'm going to watch that when I go to Carrie's house later. I'm going to be like, listen, babe, we got to watch this movie. Yes. I heard it's hella scary. I heard it's hella good. So let's watch this. Have you guys watched the Bad Ben films yet?
No, I know of them. I haven't
oh, no,
seen them.
I don't know what they
Okay. Here's an idea for you guys. 2B Tuesday and Trash Beta Podcast present all fucking 11 Bad Ben films. They're hilarious. They're by this dude who just lived in Jersey. He has this horrible Jersey accent. It's about this like baby that's like the devil. It's so funny.
I have
oh my God.
No idea what this is.
Oh, all right. There's a shark.
Why does it look like that?
It's like a stop motion puppet.
What? He's not in the same location. That guy was in the snow.
This movie's hilarious.
I'm done. I can't do this movie anymore. This is fucking too much.
We've only got a few minutes left, so we should be fine.
Get him, bonehead!
Get him, bonehead!
Get that diaper face man!
Get him!
But along the way, he encountered the creature.
Did he grow his beard back after he shaved it off? Like, while he's been in
yes,
bed? What is this?
That's fake as fuck.
It is fake. It looks so fake. I don't understand any
I'm
of
back.
This. What is...
Dad.
What is...
What the fuck is going on?
Oh, now he's got stuff on his face now, too.
Did we miss a whole scene?
Yeah, they got into a yes. fight.
Like, he's got all that, you know, the bubbly, like, you know, that that doctor hat. Like, look at his face. Like, it's all...
he got blown up. He got fireworked. Oh, oh. Shit. He
is it
did
a disease?
He did the drug.
Oh, he did the drug.
Much. He OD'd.
What?
Oh.
What the fuck?
Is this turning
what?
Into Toxic Avenger
what
now?
What the fuck is this?
What is this?
He melted.
What is
like literally.
This?
He turned into Play-Doh.
Come back, me and my jockstrap need to get out of here.
Hey, it's his cover for his face. He needs that. Okay.
Oh. I mean, he could do something better than a jockstrap. Just say.
I mean, his herpes
oh.
will spread.
Oh.
Oh, shoot it. That thing is
like
eating bullets.
I like how that shark has little antennas on its head. Oh.
What is going on?
What is it they can afford, like, a stop-motion puppet, but cheap everywhere else?
How is
that
it?
Thing has not done cocaine yet.
Yeah, how is it this is called cocaine oh. shark and nothing's happened with that?
It blew up.
Is that because it had it cocaine blew up. In there?
He was shooting it, and I guess he was shooting on the inside.
I'm so confused.
And also, he ate that briefcase full of whatever was in it.
I thought it was meant to be money.
Good. I hope this has taught you a lesson.
Oh, it was a bomb.
What?
He tricked him.
I hope this whole situation has taught you a lesson about wearing a jock strap on your face.
I'm so confused.
And also, what happened to the shark in the lab coat? What happened to it?
Why did we not see a shark do cocaine?
I'm still mad about that.
I am so pissed.
Marcy says, right. to quote Nelson Muntz from The Simpsons, I can think of two things wrong with that title.
Yes.
I saw this on Pornhub.
Continued on Pornhub.
Who's jacking off to this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The scene. I've just seen something like this before.
Did they use stock footage from Pornhub? See, in the, cop, in, the, you in, idiot. In the scene on Pornhub, she takes off her clothes and fucks him.
Yeah, they just edit to where her clothes are on throughout the whole time, but it's like stop motion.
Quite the reputation for living on the edge.
I still don't know who she's meant to be.
Okay. It was like DDP's girlfriend or worked for him?
I don't know! Why is this?
And she's also a scientist?
Oh my god, we have 4 minutes left. What is this?
Understood.
I don't think I've ever been.
Let me blow you.
And we've watched a lot of weird shit for this show, Marcy.
Did he give her a sample?
I'll have them at it.
Oh my god, yes.
Well, you know what will happen. In the process, take care of a few witnesses.
What?
I told you.
Oh.
I told you he turns into a shark.
Shark. She's gonna drug him up to be a shark.
Bye, Neil.
What the fuck is this movie?
Later, Neil.
We want him to be a shark creature in a lab coat.
HD 25 were the two most memorable
kicks. And then I did a bunch of drugs.
It's my cum.
I like how he just willingly takes the drugs.
Yeah, it was his cum.
Not even Pally.
Ooh, he took that big ass pill fucking dry.
Sure. Why not?
I will be a shark.
What? He could have been seeing that the whole time.
I'm just gonna say right now.
I told you.
Cocaine doesn't come in pills.
And this is, he is still not done cocaine.
There is no cocaine in this movie. Unless him as a shark is gonna sniff a whole bunch of cocaine.
Please. This is so tight.
Oh, no.
What the fuck?
That was cocaine shark. That was cocaine shark. We gonna make you laugh all night. DJ Depress on the mic.
Oh, they're doing the credits again?
Yep, just the opening credits again.
Yes.
Damn, I was going in hard on that fucking beat.
Oh, well, it's going to play the next movie, and we're not watching another movie today. Well, for now. College too far.
Damn,
yes. But, yes, that was Cocaine Shark, or as it should be appropriately titled, Lobster Shark.
Or Paper Mache Shark.
Were Shark.
Yeah.
Were Shark.
I would have made more
Were
sense.
Shark. Yeah. I think we need to write this dude a letter.
You know what this movie should have been called? Were Shark Cop.
Were Shark Cop.
Cop.
Yes. There we go. But yes, that was the movie.
Yes. And
thank you, Marcy, for always being an awesome co-host, and for Colin for coming on and guesting on this episode.
Of course. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
I'm not caving to peer pressure anymore.
Don't.
Because then we'll end up watching fucking Cocaine Shark again.
I mean, look at, I sent Bad Ben over to you guys. Take a look at that. It's going to be your new shit, and it's all over Tubi, I think.
I will try and find it. But yes, thank you, everybody, if you managed to listen to this episode. We appreciate it. You can always find the Tubi Tuesdays podcast on your podcast player of choice. And if you so desire to, leaving us a rating or review or a share goes a long way in showing your support for us. If you want to get bonuses with the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, as well as the Super Network, you can join our Patreon for as little as $1 US a month at patreon.com/thesupernetwork, and you can watch the video versions of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast every week on there. And
I do it.
You definitely do it. where was I? Yes, you can find us at supermarcy.com. And the Super Network is on all your socials. Check out our link tree. And you should know the link tree address. You type in the link, tr.ee/thesupernetwork. And you can do that also for the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. And you can do it for me, Super Marcy, and check out my link tree with all my links. And you can find me on the webs under Super Marcy. I am too fucked up after this movie to remember what I'm talking about. Beef!
If people want to find me, they can find me on my Twitter page at twitter.com/beejomine or my letterboxed account at letterboxd.com/beejomine. And of course, you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com, and as well as listen to my solo podcast, Beed vs. the Living Dead, on all podcast streaming services everywhere. And as well as check out the official Twitter account for the podcast at twitter.com/beatvstld. And Colin, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Oh, shit. You guys can find me fucking all over the internet. Me and Mersh are all over Twitter. We're starting to do TikTok. That shit's tight. I think my TikTok is TPP Colin. I can't remember. Me and Mersh have been doing TikToks. You can find Trash Panda Podcast at trashpandapodcast.com every Thursday, except for this week because I didn't post an episode. So we banked one, so we'll have a good one next week. So it'll be tight. But that's where you can find me.
Excellent.
Nice.
And, yes.
And,
sorry.
Sorry, I was waiting for you to say something, but,
I was going to say.
Yeah, so I guess.
Yeah. Oh, God, we're fucked up.
Oh, wait. You can also find me and Marcy on We Just Want to Talk About Wrestling on every Monday, wherever you can listen to podcasts, and on YouTube. Do the YouTube, because YouTube's tight, and we like doing the videos, and Marcy works hard on those.
Thank you. Yes, check that out. And also, After Dark with Super Marcy. That podcast is now back in action. And join us next week when it's Bede's pick, and none of us will show up. It'll just be Bede by himself. No.
Oh, well, next week will be particularly interesting because, we'll save it for the listeners so when they tune in.
We'll just
say
it's going to be an interesting episode. So until next time, we'll see you next Tuesday, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I was working for a kingpin named Garisco. Tons of mafia and drug money fueling his big campaign, HT25. The serum started failing, resulting in freaks of nature, horrible creatures created by its side effects.
There's been a change of plans.
Change of plans? Because of the lab explosion? Missing test animals?
We had an accident at the lab, an explosion. The remaining specimens were either destroyed in the explosion or escaped.
I think I saw something in the water. I think it was a shark.
Ah! The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy shark doo 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 doo. Surfy shark doo 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 doo. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.